Welcome to the Sunday morning services at the Airport Gardens Baptist Church. This is Sunday, September 11th, 1983.
Shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulations, distress, persecution, a famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither life, death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, neither height nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. We're so thankful for each one here today, and be thankful that everyone's come into the house of the Lord to serve Him in spirit and in truth. Let us have a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, our Lord, our God in heaven, we're so thankful that You have made possible all things. You love us, You care for us, You watch over us. You give us eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We're so thankful that we can know the Lord is good. Good unto them that love Him. Is merciful to all that serve Him. We're so thankful that we can know that He is true to His Word. He will give us eternal salvation through Jesus Christ. We're so thankful. We know that His grace is sufficient for us, and that He loves us. He knows our needs. He is not willing that anyone should perish, but that all should come to repentance. We're so thankful today, Lord, for everything You've done and everything You're going to do. Every prayer You've answered, every one You're going to answer. We pray that we can know that we have a God who can give us eternal life when He is through with us here on this earth. We ask this prayer today in His wonderful name and for His sake. Amen.
Still.
be seated. Thank the Lord, that's a true song. This song the trio is going to sing at this time says, the longer I serve Him, the sweeter He grows. Tom and Fred and Myrna, I believe, are going to sing this song for us just before the message. One verse in the Bible we looked at a few Sundays ago that says that our salvation is nearer than when we believed. And that's, I believe, the truth of this song that we just heard. The longer we serve the Lord, the closer to our eternal home we're getting. And certainly the sweeter He should grow. Jesus should be sweeter than the day before. Because we're one day near our eternal destination. It's real heartening news to know that the Christian life can be a life with many victories. You know, I never did love to be on the losing side. I don't know about each one of you. We always want to be on the victory side. Last year, we were all pulling for the Kentucky Wildcats, and they didn't win one time during all of the last year. But you know what? Yesterday, they were more than conquerors. I'm talking about a physical game of football. They were not conquerors. They were more than conquerors. The Napier Navajos were more than conquerors this past Friday night. They won their game about like UK did yesterday. But Friends, you and I in the Christian life, we can be more than conquerors. Not just conquerors. The verse that one of the verses Brother Combs read for us says in Romans 8:37, nay, in all these things we're more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Today we want to be much in prayer for H.B. Noble's family. His funeral is this afternoon at 2 o'clock. I had his name in the bulletin today, but he is with the Lord now. We also want to pray for Jamie Fraley as she goes to surgery September the 19th. And also Virgil Maggard, who is in the hospital. Also Ms. Allie Deaton, who is in the hospital. It's Ms. White's mom. As well as these others here that are listed in the bulletin. Lola Hoskins, we talked to her on the phone this past week. And Mrs. Sizemore and all these others. Brother John Talby and Brother Flinchman's mom, who's not doing well at this time. Brother Tom Watts, his nephew, continue to pray for him. He's home now. And Brother Lionel Williams, who is in the hospital. I know God's able to bless these and all the others that we have listed here in the bulletin. Let's look to the Lord in another word of prayer. Father, we thank Thee so much for the Lord Jesus Christ who has made this day possible. Father, we pray today that this service would magnify and uplift the Lord Jesus Christ. We're here to worship Him in spirit and in truth. We thank Thee for the assurance in our hearts today that we know Thee. We're on our way to heaven today. And Father, the longer we serve Thee, the sweeter You should become. We pray, Lord, today that You'd bless each one who is gathered here in this service, as well as those who listen to this service, our homebound people. We pray for them today, Father. We know You're able to bless each one of them. And may this message, Father, today be all that You'd have it to be. We pray for these that we have mentioned and all these others listed here in the bulletin. We know that You're able to strengthen and bless. We pray for the unsaved all around the church here. We know that we're living in a mission field. And may we as a church be the witness we should be here in this part of the vineyard where You've placed us. We ask Your blessing, Lord, upon each one who's here, especially those who are visiting. We ask a special blessing upon them. We thank Thee for loving us and caring for us. In Jesus' name, amen. In all these things, we're more than conquerors. But that is not the last part of that verse. It says we're more than conquerors through Him that loved us. I'm glad that the Apostle Paul, under inspiration of the Holy Spirit, added these last five words. We can't be a conqueror in ourselves. Every time that you and I go anywhere or do anything in our own strength, you and I are going to be a failure. But when we step out on God's promises and know that He is there to strengthen us and to bless us, we're going to have victory. So many times we are defeated, and it's because we don't look to the Lord. We don't look to Him. Jesus said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. And that's as true as it was in the first century when it was spoken by the Lord. Without Him we cannot do anything. But with Him, all things are possible. We are assured today of being more than conquerors through Him who loved us. There's no sense in being defeated all the time, running around with our head in the sand. We can be more than conquerors. We have three enemies today we want to look at. And we can be victorious over all three of these. We can be victorious. The world, the flesh, and the devil. We can be victorious. God has promised us that we can be victorious. And we don't have to be defeated in any of these areas. I trust the message today will encourage each one of us. In all these things, we're more than conquerors through Him that loved us. We're first of all more than conquerors over the world. The world. You know, someone said we're in the world, but we're not of the world. We need to be different. Jesus said in the last verse of John 16, just before He prayed that wonderful prayer for us, in John 16:33 says, "These things I have spoken unto you, that ye in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." I've overcome the world. Jesus got victory over the world. And it's Christ in you and me, the hope of victory. Be of good cheer. James said in the book that he wrote, he said, "Ye adulterers and adulteresses, men and women, boys and girls, who are trying to live on both sides of the fence," that's what it says here, spiritual adultery. James said, "Know ye not that the friendship of the world on one side is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God." That doesn't even need explaining, does it? That is plain as the nose on your face. Friendship with the world, enemy of God. Friends, we can have victory over the world. Victory. A mother said about her son one time, "My son is making a mark in this world." In the world. He's making a mark in the world. A name for himself. And someone asked her, "Which world is he making a name for himself?" Which world? "Where our treasure is, there will our hearts be also," Jesus said. We need to make a name for ourselves in the next world. Not necessarily in this world. In 1 John 2:15, John said, "To love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him." And I'm afraid today, friends, that in many of our lives today, the love of the world is crowding out the love of the Father. Both of them can't be in the same place at the same time, like light and darkness. Love not the world. I love the verse in 1 John 5:4. It tells us there are some wonderful words. 1 John 5:4, John said, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." Even our faith. You want to have victory today? Feed your faith. You and I need to feed our faith this week. The Day of the Bread said it like this one time, "Feed your faith and your doubts will starve to death." So many times our doubts are more healthy than our faith is. So feed your faith. And instead of our faith being emaciated and weak, it'll be healthy. Our faith needs to be healthy today. We can have victory over the world. A Christian man who was barely making ends meet said to another Christian who was living, seemed like, on Easy Street, he said, "There's one letter difference in you and me. I love the Word, and you love the world." W-O-R-L-D or W-O-R-D, which one? we can have victory today over the world. I thank God for that. As we look in the world, we sort of get discouraged as we listen to the news and so forth. I'm chaplain at the hospital until in the morning at 8 o'clock. And I haven't been called all week till last night on the telephone, or not been called a time on the beeper this week. But you know, there was, while I was there, just before I got there, there was a father-in-law had shot his son-in-law. Bible being fulfilled. Right here in Perry County. We can be victorious over the world as we look into the Word of God. We can be more than conquerors over the world. We can be more than conquerors over the flesh. You know what? Every one of us, look in the mirror and see our worst enemy, self. Do you know who cheats each one of us out of blessings in this life? Self. We can be victorious over the flesh, over self. You know what Paul said in Galatians 2:20? I am crucified. The first three words of that verse are the most important. I am crucified. I don't believe that we are as crucified as we should be. Our old nature is not as crucified as it should be. Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. When Christ died there on the cross of Calvary, I died with Him, Paul said. I'm crucified. But he also said, nevertheless, I live. How could you be crucified and live at the same time? Well, Paul was. And you and I can be crucified with Christ and live at the same time. Live in the Lord. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Now, those four words are very important. Everywhere that your body goes, you take with you the Holy Spirit if you are saved. If you know the Lord today, you take with you the Holy Spirit. Christ liveth in me. This is the other comforter that Jesus promised us. And He came to live within us. Over and over in the books that Paul wrote, he said that Christ is living in you. And our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. That's a verse that you and I should memorize, Galatians 2:20. How crucified are we? Romans 6:13 that we read before a baptismal service, Paul said, neither yield, this is Romans 6:13, neither yield ye your members. And he means by this our hands, feet, eyes, ears, our total being. Don't yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead. And your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. And on over in Romans 7:18, it says this, the first part of that verse, Romans 7 and the 18th verse, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. Friends, the sooner you and I realize this, the better off we're going to be. I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. It always tries to pull us down. while our new nature tries to pull us out. There is therefore now no condemnation of those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Romans 8:1. 1 Corinthians 9:27 is a verse I've given here quite a few times during the last few weeks. Paul says, "But I keep under my body." 1 Corinthians 9:27. "I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway." We can have victory over the flesh. I know that as much as I'm before you this morning. We can have victory. You know how? Paul said in the book of Galatians, "To walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." Walk in the Spirit. The thought in today's bulletin says this: a little sin will add to your trouble, subtract from your energy, and multiply your difficulties. Sin. S-I-N. The word I is the middle letter of that word. And God help us. We're not going to live a sinless life, no doubt, in the Christian life. But I know this: we could sin less than we do. Whatever we sow, we're going to reap. We can't sow to the flesh and reap a healthy body. We sow to the Spirit, we'll reap life everlasting, the Bible tells us. There's victory in the Lord. Paul said, "Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds and have put on the new man." And friends, I want to say this: the new man is not put on Sunday morning and taken off on Sunday night, and we live any old way Monday through Saturday. No. We need to be a Christian 7 days a week, 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. We are a Christian. We can have victory over the world. We can have victory today over the flesh. And I know one person that didn't want me to have this last part to the message today, and that is the devil. You and I can be more than conquerors over the world, over the flesh, and over Satan or the devil. We can be victorious over him. I've seen some signs on the back of cars that said, "The devil made me do it." No, he didn't. He may tempt us, but we're the ones who do it. God stands right there to help us to have the resources, the energy, the strength, spiritual strength, to say no. I keep referring to a sign we saw in Oregon a few years ago. We went up to visit Myrna's uncle and drove down to his home in a little path with 75 and 80 and 90 foot pine trees on each side. And he had there a sign that had been up a long time. It looked like it was rusty, but it had four words on it: "Say no to sin." Say no to sin. We can say no to the devil. James 4:7 tells us to resist the devil and he'll flee from you. It is disastrous to court the devil and to go along with him. The devil wants to drag us down. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. You and I today are no match for Satan in our own strength. We're no match. But I know this, the Bible says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We can have victory today over the devil. Ephesians 6 gives us a lot of resources. It says here in the 10th and 11th verse of Ephesians chapter 6, finally, my brethren, Christians, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And you know what one of the wiles of the devil is? Is wait a while. Put off salvation. To a Christian, he says, put off visiting your neighbor who is lost. You got a long time. Your neighbor may live 100 years. Put off. Don't do today what you can put off until tomorrow. I visited the old county jail quite a few Sundays years ago, and there were two prisoners sang a song for me. I've got it on tape at home somewhere if I could find it. Give me the roses while I live. If you have a kind word to say to anyone, say it today. Say it today. I'm sorry I did not go in to visit H.B. Noble in ICU this week. I should have. I was chaplain this past week up until in the morning. I should have visited in his room there in the ICU and prayed with him. But I didn't. He's with the Lord now. We need to do what we should do today. Tomorrow may never come in some of our lives. The devil says, put off. Stand, be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Peter wrote in 1 Peter 5, a wonderful verse. Verses 8 and 9, he says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Don't court the devil. It's disastrous. Follow the Lord. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. You and I today can be more than conquerors over persecution, distress, famine, nakedness, peril, sword. There's nothing can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. We're more than conquerors. We can be more than conquerors. We can be victorious this week. Say no to sin. Jesus said in John 10, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and destroy. If the devil can, he will steal our time, our talent, our treasure. He will kill our influence and destroy our witness and character. That's his job. He wants us to be with him in hell. He's not there now. He will be someday for 1,000 years. And then he'll be released a little while. And then he's going to be cast with all unbelievers in the lake of fire that burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. The devil knows where his home is. He knows where he is headed. He's causing all the trouble he can. But I tell you, we can be victorious over the world, the flesh, and the devil. We need to put on the whole armor of God that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. I don't know how you came to church this morning, but I'd like for us to stand at this time and sing 349, I Surrender All. Maybe the world has been creeping into our lives. Maybe we've not been getting victory over ourselves or over the devil. And you want to come forward maybe and kneel here and pray or whatever. We'll be waiting here at the front for you to make any decision that the Lord would have you to make as we stand to sing. 349. This before we sing the last stanza. If you doubt, don't. I believe that's a good rule. It's not original with me. I heard that a long time ago. If you doubt, don't. Young people, as well as adults. It gives you and me a good feeling when we are doing God's will. I know that. And you know that. When you and I are walking in God's will and knowing we're right with Him, it gives us a wonderful feeling deep down inside to know we're doing what God would have us to do. We're saying what God would have us to say. We are where God would have us to be. It gives us a wonderful feeling. Know that all is well. All's well with our soul. How about you today as we sing this last stanza? Have you surrendered all to the Lord? Does He have every bit of us that there is to have? As we sing the last stanza. Would like to say that we have some other daily breads here for September, October, November. If you haven't gotten one yet, this is a daily devotional guide. Read one page a day.